Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. My name's Skip Clark, and this morning we're talking to Sheila Dion, who is the founder of Aaron's Angels. And first of all, right off the top, got to say a very good morning to you, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well, Skip. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
You know, I got to say, right off the top, a remarkable woman. I know that feature that they do on television. You're in that feature, and rightfully so. And for what you're doing and have been doing, let's get right to it. Tell us a little bit about Aaron's Angels.
Sure. So Aaron's Angels started in 2017 when I was working at the high school, and I was an aide in the lunchroom, and I noticed that a lot of the students, after the bell rang, were kind of hanging back in the lunchroom, and after their, you know, friends all went to class, they asked if they could have another apple or banana from the lunch line, and they were sticking it in their backpacks. And this happened frequently enough to where it was alarming to me. So I went to the school social worker, and I asked her, you know, what she thought. And she said, well, you know, we're the only school in Oswego County without a weekend backpack program that sends food home, you know, to needy kids on the weekends. And mm-hmm. She said, you know, the only school in Oswego County that really surprised me, Skip, because quite frankly, with what happened with Erin Maxwell, you know, she suffered from food insecurity. Mm-hmm. She was once found ruffling through the trash can in her classroom looking for food to bring home. So we should have been the first one to do this backpack program. And the fact that there wasn't one, I'm a mother. I have three mm-hmm. wonderful boys, mm-hmm. and I know how important food is for kids and their development, for them to be able to learn and pay attention in class and all that stuff. And so I decided, you know, that it wasn't okay. And I knew that the community would rally around it because they were so devastated by what happened with Erin Maxwell.
Yes.
And so I thought, I'm going to name this Erin's Angels. Use Erin as a, not use her, but keep her as a namesake, keep her memory alive.
Exactly.
And do something good from what happened from a terrible tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you feel that this is a major issue everywhere, though? I know you said you were one of the last schools to incorporate the backpack program, but, you know, what I'm seeing and what I hear on the news, this happens a lot, and we need to stop it.
Well, food insecurity is everywhere. It doesn't matter what community you live in. There are food insecure people in your community. And so it's really important for us to wrap our heads around the fact that food is a school supply for hungry kids. Mm-hmm. And that's why, honestly, I urge all of your listeners to call, email Governor Hochul and tell her we need healthy school meals for all. During COVID, lunches and breakfasts were free for 2 years, you know, as a COVID relief. And the students were being fed, they were, you know, being taken care of. It was wonderful. Well, that ended this year. And now in Phoenix alone, there's a $6,000 lunch debt. Mm-hmm. And other districts have, bigger districts have millions of dollars in lunch debt.
Wow.
It's just unnecessary to me. I feel like if the kids need to be at school for 7 or 8 hours, you know, we should be feeding them. We should be taking care of our kids. Kids shouldn't have to worry about lunch money. You know, they have their whole lives to worry about money. So, you know, I really urge listeners to tell Governor Hochul that it's important that we need to do it, you know, because that's just one solution to food insecurity. But our backpack program takes care of the kids on the weekends. And that's a way to supplement families who are really suffering because, especially right this month in March, mm-hmm. The SNAP benefits were decreased by $95 per person per family. And so with inflation increasing and SNAP benefits decreasing, what do you think that's going to do?
That's not
you know,
good.
There's a huge, yeah. huge need.
Yep. Do you feel that, well, first of all, if somebody could see what you've seen through your eyes, I think a lot of people would feel a whole lot different. And hopefully they get it, though, that they need to help. I get that. But seeing it through your eyes and being in the school really kind of makes the whole issue forefront right up there, that knowing that something needs to be done. What about the weekends? I mean, sure, you feed the kids during, you know, to a certain extent during the day, but then they go home and they got a weekend at home. What happens there?
Right. And, you know, talk to any teacher you know, and I'm sure that they will tell you how important it is. One teacher emailed me a couple of years ago and said she had a little third grade student come back from lunch with her lunch tray, still with some food on it. Mm-hmm. And she told her, you know, you can finish your lunch. We're not going to start our lesson for a few minutes. And the little girl said, no, I'm saving this for dinner tonight because we don't have food at home. But I know tomorrow I'm going to get my bag of food because it happened to be a Thursday and we send the food home on Friday. Mm-hmm. So the teacher emailed me and said, I had no idea how important this program was until this little girl said that. So I want your viewers to just imagine a little 8-year-old girl looking up at you and saying, no, I saved half my lunch, so I have food for dinner tonight. That is what's happening in our communities right now.
Mm-hmm. And not only the weekends, but we talk about the spring break. And, what, you know, they go on for several days. When they, you know, you have your winter break, you have your spring break. And then these kids may not be eating. I mean, that is just... Oh, my God. I don't even know what to think about that. Well, I know what to think about it. I just, wow. It just kind of brings it, it gives it a lot of attention. So.
Yeah, and our program knows how important it is to feed the kids over those breaks. And so, you know, on Fridays, we send home enough food for Saturday and Sunday. Well, when they have a week-long break after the weekend, we send enough food for the whole entire break. So we're taking care of these kids.
Wow.
During those breaks, and we're working right now very diligently on a plan to take care of them in the summer as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can somebody help? What can we do? We're not there. We don't see it. And you're getting the word out, and rightfully so, very, very important. How can somebody like myself or somebody listening, how can we help?
There's so many ways for people to help. I mean, the obvious one is donations, right? Mm-hmm. You can make a donation right on the Aaron's Angels website. It's aaronsangels.com.
Okay.
But even if somebody can't really afford a donation, but they want to help, they can go like our social media pages. Aaron's Angels is on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Share our posts. By sharing our posts, you're helping spread awareness for us. We don't have a lot of money for advertising. So share our posts. Come to our events, you know, support our events. It's more than just about giving money. The community can come together and really help this program in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your events a little bit. Do you have anything coming up, or let's talk about that.
We have one of our biggest events coming up on June 10th. It's called the Cruise for Food. And it's a motorcycle ride, so we invite anybody who loves to ride to register for the event. You can register right on the website. There's a Cruise for Food page on the website. And but we also encourage families to come out. So even if you're not going to go on the ride, we're going to have a bounce house. We're going to have free lunches for the kids who come. Any kids who come that day are going to get a free lunch because that's our mission, right? We're all about feeding kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would welcome people to come to our Cruise for Food, and then we have several other events in the fall, too, that we do. And all of those are listed on our website.
Love that. What if I'm a business and I want to get involved like this Cruise for Food that's coming up? Is there a way that I could do that?
Yes, we would really appreciate businesses to support the events through sponsorships. And also, we encourage businesses to help us through food drives as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's what other events do you have throughout the year? I'm on the website, to be honest with you, and I see you have a dinner. You've got the Locktoberfest, I'd like. I know, obviously, that's a little ways off, probably. Friendsgiving, same. Tell us a little bit about those. How about the Purple Party?
Oh, the Purple Party, this is near and dear to our board's heart because we named the program Aaron's Angels after Aaron Maxwell. Aaron's mm-hmm. birthday was in February. So every February we have a purple party because purple was her favorite color. And we just come together, celebrate. We have raffles and things like that. And that event, we raise money for the scholarship program. So every spring we give away four scholarships to students in Oswego County. Eventually, I hope to open it up to Onondaga County as well, but mm-hmm. we can only do that with more support and more people.
Well, we're going to try to get it for you.
Yeah, but that is the goal because, you know, we named it Aaron's Angels of Central New York for a reason. We want to help as many kids as we can. So the Purple Party is really near and dear to our hearts. And then we're at the Memorial Day Parade in Phoenix, mm-hmm. and the Cruise for Food is in June, Locktoberfest in October is a big festival that the Village of Phoenix puts on that's a ton of fun. And Friendsgiving is always the Sunday before Thanksgiving. We invite people to come to Dusky's Bar and Grill in Phoenix and party with us. And, we do raffles and all that kind of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But the appreciation party that you mentioned is actually tonight. So This by far is my favorite event. It is our way of thanking the volunteers and the community supporters who have helped us. We have 110 people coming to Mohegan Manor this evening to celebrate with us the successes that we've had, and it's our way of really thanking those people who tirelessly give hours and hours of their time to help feed hungry kids.
So, I mean, you're also looking for volunteers to help out with these events as well. Is that correct?
Definitely. Volunteers are always welcome to help us with the events. We're always looking for experienced professional board members as well.
Now I scroll down. Now I am a West Genesee alumni. And
really?
Yes, born and raised right here. So West Genesee has jumped on board with the Power Pack program.
We just welcomed them on board. In fact, I'm making the major announcement tonight about that. And very excited to have West Genesee join us. They already had a program in place. They were working with a church, but they want to expand, they want to grow, and so they decided to join us. We're going to be their fiscal sponsor. They're going to be part of the food bank, just like we are. We're a partner agency with the wonderful, amazing Food Bank of Central New York. And so we're really, really happy to welcome West Genesee on board, and it really expands our footprint now to Onondaga County as well, which is important because we've been helping some Syracuse students, through our outreach programs, and eventually that is our goal to get into the Syracuse City School District and help with food insecurity there, because I don't know if your viewers know or but Syracuse is the number one child poverty city in the entire nation.
Sad to
right
say.
Here in our backyard. And you know how amazing the Syracuse community is, right? Mm-hmm. I know how amazing the Syracuse community is. I need people out there who want to change that and want to make sure that our city isn't number one. We need to fix that. We can do that. We just have to band together and match the resources to where the need is. And that's what we've been doing in Phoenix, and it's working. So we just need to duplicate that in other areas, and we can fix this. We will not have hungry kids if people band together and make sure it doesn't happen in our community.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with Sheila Dion, who is the founder of Aaron's Angels, and she firsthand right there in the Phoenix School District. And now it's starting to expand a little bit. I did notice that if you have an upcoming birthday, $5 will buy a bag of food for somebody in need. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Sure. I'm sure a lot of your viewers know how Facebook fundraisers work. You can create a fundraiser for Aaron's Angels of CNY and invite your friends to join you. And instead of buying a birthday card, and I don't know if you've checked out the prices of birthday cards lately, but they could be like $7, $8, right? Instead of buying a card, make a donation in that person's name to Aaron's Angels and help us in that way. That's a really easy way for somebody to help out as well.
Yeah, and what other ways can you think of off the top of your head to help out with Aaron's Angels?
Oh, my gosh. I guess I would go back to the food drives, because food is consumable, so we're always buying more. And there's some things that we can't get at the food bank. So food drives are essential for us, but I would ask if somebody does want to do a food drive at their work, that they contact us first to find out what exactly is needed, because we're very particular about what we send home. So that would be extremely helpful. If we could get more food drives out there, that would be helpful, especially now that we've got West Genesee on board.
Yes.
We'd love to get more food drives for them going as well.
Mm-hmm. You have a youth summer program as well through the Red House, right?
Yes. Red House Theater is just such an amazing organization, and they have a summer theater program where students can pay to learn about theater and the arts, but also they scholarship some kids in from the Syracuse City School District. And they called me because they were noticing some kids were coming without their lunches. And, you know, can you just imagine a little kid sitting at a table with a group, and this one kid opens up their lunchbox with that mom made all these wonderful things, and they've got nothing? You know, it's just not right and not fair for these little kids who can't help the situation that they are in. So we partnered with Pepino's in the North Side, and they made lunch boxes for those kids every day for those 2 weeks. Oh. And Aaron's Angels gave them a grant to pay for all that food.
But the most important thing you can get is a financial donation. Is that correct?
The financial donation goes such a long way, and that's because of our partnership with the food bank. So a dollar through the, you know, donation so we can buy food through the food bank is going to go further than a dollar for a donation like to go to just the supermarket and buy something. So yes, donations online are you know, a key fundraiser for us.
And there's different ways to do that. You can go online and click on the button to donate. But I'm also reading that you can become a monthly donor.
Yes, the monthly donors are even more special to us, just because we can count on that money to constantly come in. So people can join we call it the Smile Club, and for just $11 a month, because Erin was 11 when she died. So that's why we do $11 a month. You know, think of, you know, a couple cups of coffee or whatever a month.
Sure.
You can join our Smile Club, and you probably won't even recognize that coming off your credit card monthly. You know, you just set it up as a monthly recurring donation, and we would really, truly appreciate that.
And is that tax deductible?
Absolutely. At the end of every year, we send out after every donation, we send out thank you notes to everybody. But at the end of the year, they also get a compilation of all their donations so that they can use that for their taxes. We are a 501c3.
Yes. Are you working with employers to maybe have it automatically taken out of an individual's paycheck?
We are on the United Way list for that. But if somebody knows of other ways to include employees for employee donations, I would really be open to that conversation and encourage people to reach out.
I know. What a great way to do it. And you probably wouldn't even notice it. You're absolutely right. Sheila Dion, the founder of Aaron's Angels, is who I am speaking with this morning. And it touches the heart of so many. And Sheila, working in the school district at the time, do you still work for the school district? I'm sorry.
I don't work for the school district anymore. I opened up my own marketing company, and actually I work the Aaron's Angels business full-time. It's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job, but in the beginning you saw it firsthand, and you knew how important it was to do something about this because nobody else was. And you also mentioned getting hold of Governor Hochul and saying, hey, we need this. We need some help here. That is correct. And how does one do that? Would they just write the governor? Can they go? Do you know, is there a way? Is there a link or anything like that?
Yes, there is a link on the Aaron's Angels Facebook page. There's a way to, you can call, you can email.
Yep, all the good stuff, so to speak. Aaron, thank you so much for coming out with me this morning. I know it's early and, you know, and it just your heart is there, you know, and I feel that people like you are put in positions for a reason. Somebody early on put you there to see what's going on. And now you see it and you're bringing it to fruition. You're bringing it to the top. You know what it is. And somebody knew you would do that. And we need people like you.
Thank you.
Appreciate everything that you do. And there's a reason that I think it was Channel 9 is doing a story, Remarkable Women, and you're one of those. And there's a reason for that. So we're so proud of you. So proud to know that you're in our community and what you're doing for our youth and the whole Aaron's Angels concept and everything, why and all that. Just, I remember that like it was yesterday. Just breaks my heart. And you're making it, you know, you're taking that and putting a good spin on it. So,
thank you. Your words mean a lot, Skip. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you joining us here this morning. If somebody wanted to get more information, why don't you tell us the website again?
www.aaronsangels.com, and that's ErinsAngels.com.
And I would assume there's an email link on there if somebody had questions or anything like that.
Yeah, really easy. It's my name, okay. Sheila, Sheila, at aaronsangels.com.
Okay, very good. Sheila, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you, Skip.